let's go through the nusach of Sfiya Saimah. The first thing we some have a custom is okay, you don't need to do them. I'll just some very general things. You don't necessarily, just do some simple things. The first thing is L'shem Yichud. Now, what do they do in the shul? Do they say L'shem Yichud?
Here, probably
they do not.
No.
They do not. And my father, Shalyon Gizra Avenue J, my father, every year for 30, 20, 29 years, L'shem Yichud, every night. The whole thing. What?
Rabbi Horowitz, J, he does.
Rabbi Horowitz?
Merkaz.
Oh, Merkaz. So he says L'shem Yichud with the whole nine yards, yeah. The entire thing. Okay, I actually, whatever, that's a nice thing to do. So the L'shem Yichud, there's a one very big problem with the L'shem Yichud. Okay, L'shem Yichud, Kud Shabruchu, you say L'kayim Mitzvahs Aseh Shel Sfira Soimer. Who says that Bezman Hazeh it is a Mitzvah Aseh? So some indeed object. I think the Chassam Sefer objected to this, and therefore they delete the words of Mitzvah Aseh, and they just say L'kayim Mitzvah Sfira Soimer. Period. Next thing, Kamo Shekosu Batoiro, Usfartim, we read the Pasuk, Usfartim L'chamim Mochas HaShabbos Mimavich Mesoimer Tenufa Sheva Shabbos Sois Tmimos Ad Mimocheras HaShabbos HaShvis Tis B'chamish Miyom. Okay, all that we can justify saying the entire Pasuk, but why is it necessary to say the last three words of the Pasuk V'ikraftem Mincha Chadosho LaHashem? That's not really part of what we're doing here. We're counting the days. And
but you don't say half a Pasuk.
Now, that's a good answer. The problem is that's the correct answer. Why then at the end, those people who have the custom to say this very mystical tefillah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, at the end of Sfira Soimer, after the Harachman, Lamatzeach, and Ona B'Koyach, there is a very beautiful Ribbono Shel Olam, probably the most Kabbalistic tefillah that you say in the entire Siddur, where you're going to be mesaken all of the Yisuka Mashe Pogamti B'Sfira. Does anyone have any idea what that means? I don't think so. I'm not aware of any person alive today that can explain to me what this means. Masha pagamti b'sfira chesed shebechesed, chesed shebetiferes, so on and so forth. I'm not aware, but it's a nice thing to say, to at least have an appreciation that there are things that we do not know. And there, when we quote the pasuk, no one has the nusach. Like we did at the beginning of the book, "Ribbono shel olam, ata yitzivi sanu al yedei Moshe avadecha l'spar sfira soimer." Kelatareinu mikli poiseinu. You know what that means?
Yeah,
I don't think so. Kimitar from our mikli poiseinu. Okay, umitumo seinu. And here it says, "Kimoi shekosafta b'sfira secha." Usfartem lochem imachos haShabbos miyom havich mesoimer hatenufa sheva Shabbosois tzmimos tiena.
Wait a minute. Once we already said Tisri Chamishim Yom, who's stopping us from saying the end of the Pasuk? V'ikraftem Mincha Chadosho LaHashem. So look at this. We have ever notice this? A contradiction between the Nusach in the L'shem Yichud and the Nusach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Both of them quote Kimat the entire Pasuk, but the L'shem Yichud includes V'ikraftem and the Ribbono Shel Olam leaves out those three words. It's a very good kasha. It's a very, very interesting question. What's the shot? So he discussed this at great length. So he says simply, listen, no big deal. They were composed by different people. They were, in fact, many people don't say the Ribbono Shel Olam. They hold that it's not for the faint of heart. It's not for the faint of heart to say, talk about klipos and Yisakim. Come on, who are we fooling over here? What's this all exact? What's this all about? It was composed, but L'shem Yichud is something that's very standard. It's something which has more earlier sources. L'shem Yichud, Chassidic Litvaks don't really go for they don't go for L'shem Yichud. But you should know the L'shem Yichud for Tefillin is widely accepted. The L'shem Yichud for Tefillin is probably the most what? A bar mitzvah boy today teach what? I mean, no one says that. Okay, but tefillin is something very different. I've yet to find someone not to tell a bar mitzvah boy to say the L'shem Yichud. Yet to find a rabbi when they teach bar mitzvah boys tefillin, everyone, b'li yoytzim in haklal, b'li yoytzim in haklal, they're teaching the litvasha, the biggest misnagdim, they're teaching the boys to say the L'shem Yichud for tefillin.
And how long do they say it? That's another question. Okay, how long do they last?
After they come in 5 minutes.
How long does it last? But when they sit down in the classroom and teach them, they're teaching them, they're translating it, they're teaching them, and kol hakavod. It's one of the most beautiful l'shem yichud.
Yes. A lot of people won't say the Ribono Shel Olam on the Sefira. They will say chesed.
Okay, they'll just say the words. Okay, they'll just say this. Okay, they'll say the words. But so l'shem yichud definitely has. So it's very similar that it was composed by different authors. We don't exactly know who wrote them, and therefore each had his own style.
Maybe one was, you know, for the sake of complete.
You're not allowed to call pasuk the pasuk and not like paskinon. You're not allowed to pass. Once you say the pasuk, you have to say the entire pasuk. So he wants to suggest here. Everything he is really illegal. He's suggesting over here in the sefer is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is b'lashon tefillah. There's a very interesting, there's a very big difference between the l'shem yichud and the Ribbono Shel Olam. It opens up a little bit of an appreciation of what we're doing. A l'shem yichud is not a tefillah. We have to understand that. When you say the l'shem yichud for tefillah, for tzitzis, you're talking to yourself.
You're
talking to yourself. You're not talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a personal warm-up. You're getting yourself in the proper frame of mind. Then we apply the principle. You want to say a pasuk? There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch called pasuk loy pasak Moshe Rabbeinu and loy paskinan. Moshe, you want to go? You have to quote an entire pasuk. There's no heter to go quote half pasukim. It's a very great leniency when you see where, what.
People make that so-called mistake by Shabbos morning Kiddush.
Right. You have to start. That's a very big problem.
I start by Yahweh.
And in Zmiris, it tells you not to do that.
There's a rule. The rule is called Pasuk. It's a serious matter. So in the L'shem Yichud, there's no room to be makel. However, okay, you did mention that we do find not uncommon that we do say bits and pieces of psukim, go throughout the nusach tefillah, because b'derech tefillah. Okay, that's one of the exceptions. One of the exceptions is b'derech tefillah. You are allowed to say partial psukim. So that answers the question. To bring a mincha chadash l'Hashem b'shavuos is not really relevant to Sfiras Omer. The Omer, you're counting away. The Omer primarily is counting away from the bringing of the Omer on the second day of Pesach. That's only, you don't have to really make mention of what happens afterwards. So bringing the mincha chadash that relates to Shavuos, that's not part of the Omer. You're not counting the Omer in order to come to the mincha chadash. There's no such thing. You're not counting towards the mincha chadash. You're counting away from the Omer. So there's no real need to say those three psukim. But when you sing a l'shem yichud, which is a personal warm-up, you have a rule. You're not allowed to break up psukim. But a Ribbono Shel Olam is a tefillah. And a tefillah, there is flexibility. You are allowed to break up the pasuk and only say part of the pasuk. And that's why, that's another very powerful answer to explain this discrepancy. And it does open up the difference in appreciation of what these different sections are all about. Okay, now next thing. Now what happens if a person misses a day? Very interesting. A person misses a day. You're really out of the game. You missed the night and you missed the day. So he brings down a fascinating chiddush in the name of the Birchas Habayis. I don't know who this is. That you shouldn't say the L'shem Yichud. Because if you're missing a day, you're not really making the kind of, you're not making the bracha. Once making the bracha, we use words over here. B'yesh misha kasav shemisha shachach lispar yomecha lo yema betfilah zo. Hareni at least don't say hareni muchud mzum lekayim mitzvah sasei, or even to say lekayim mitzvah. Don't even say the whole thing altogether. Shel sriyas omer. At least that part you shouldn't say. You can maybe say the other parts of l'shem yichud. There's not much more. There's not really much left to say. But I don't know what they're left to say because you're not doing the mitzvah. Well, who are you fooling? You lost that. We passed and you can't make a bracha. You can't make a bracha, so it's not really a mitzvah.
Let's say he didn't know if he said it or not.
No, then you can. That's halacha. No, then you're allowed to make a bracha. If you have a suffix, if you said it, then you're allowed. With a bracha.
Even if he made the bracha before,
Well, so what's the question?
Let's say someone made a bracha and then he, the next day he he's not stirring if he's
counted the right day?
Yeah, the right day.
No, you can continue making the next day with the bracha. Uh-huh. If you have a suffix, if you counted the wrong day the previous day, or
he counted, but he didn't know if he counted at all.
He has a suffix if he counted yesterday the right day. You're allowed to continue counting the next day the chatchil with the bracha.
But he can count again with a bracha?
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes. The next day. No, that day itself, no.
The same day.
2 hours later.
He realizes, I may have counted the wrong day. You're not allowed to make a bracha. But you have to count.
Well, let's say he counted the right day. But he has a suffix that he didn't know if he counted or not. He didn't know if he counted or not.
Then you do without a bracha.
No problem.
You count without a bracha. You count without a bracha.
Without a bracha.
Yeah.
You can't make another bracha.
Yes, you cannot make another bracha. Once you have a sub, once you make a bracha, once you can make another bracha. Okay, next question. The next question is, what about saying the L'Shem Yichud the last day of Sfira? Very common child. The last day of Sfira, you can't do it. It's a big problem. It's a machlokes. If you should say that because the last day of Sfira, you're saying this 50th day. It's day 49. It's day 49. So when you go say part of the Shem Yom Havim, come in the midst of counting Sheva Shabbos is Tmimos. You just counted Sheva Shabbos is Tmimos. On day 49, when you say the L'Shem Yichud, you're actually making mention of day 49. That's the Shaila. So Yesh Min HaAchroinim Shekasu Lihimonem Me'amiris Pasek Zebelel HaAcharoin Shel Svira Shekeven Shekorei B'Pasek Sheva Shabbos Is Tmimos. You actually being Mekayim the Mitzvah. So here you have all the different problems. If you didn't say it, Mitzvah Saseh. And you have the problem of the last night. And that was the only two issues, the last night and then the pasuk and the entire pasuk. Okay, let's go to the next issue. The next issue is the bracha. Now we make the bracha, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'mitzvon al sfiras ha'omer. Now if you were given the task to make the bracha, you could probably bet you would not come up with this bracha. Think about it. You were given the task, make a bracha, compose a bracha for the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. You would make a bracha, Asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'mitzvon al Sfiras HaYomim. Al Sfiras Yimei HaOmer. What are we doing in the mitzvah? You're counting days. You're counting weeks. You're counting away from the Omer. Away from the Omer. The bracha you would think, so the Sfiras HaOmer, you're leaving out the Icarus is missing. Counting the Omer. Not counting the Omer. You're counting the days of the Omer. You're counting the weeks of the Omer. So this bracha is if you think, we don't think about it, we're brainwashed, we just do everything by rote. Yeah. But the bracha is really a very disturbing bracha. It doesn't really capture the essence of the mitzvah. So he explains here as follows. Now, the reason that, why do you even mention the Omer? Okay, the mitzvah is, ideally, the best thing would be is to make the bracha, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'mitzvanu, al sviras hayomim, haboha miyoyim, havoha so'oimer ar hatzeres. Al sviras hayom v'hashavuos. Now, he says, the reason why we do not do this is because it's too long. Chazal did not want to burden us with a bracha that we can't memorize. It's a too long of a bracha to say. So what would be the solution? We would really want to say al siras yimei ha'omer. The problem with that is, how many days do we bring the omer? Only once. If you say sviras yimei ha'omer, it sounds like you're counting the omer, you're bringing the omer multiple days. So let's leave out the omer altogether. Al siras hayamim. You're leaving out the Iker. The Iker is the Omer.
How about Yomim Achara?
Yomim al Sfiras Hayomim. That's really the bracha. Hayomim Haboha Miyoim Havoha So'imer Arad Seres. So he doesn't have a good answer.
Leave it alone.
He just says that This is the Meiri. The Meiri is the one that says all this. The Meiri says, he says that this bracha really needs, really has problems. Has problems. Has major problems. But because there is really no easy solution for the bracha, we don't want the bracha to be too long. And if you, when you take out the word Omer, you're taking out Ikach Chasam and HaSefer. You pair the word Yamim, the bracha becomes misleading. Adding a little bit more makes it too complex. So Chazal were extremely concise, and Bidyavid gave us the bracha Al Sviras Omer. Interesting. Sfira means counting. It's assumed you're counting days because you are going to say Hayom. Here are the days, but it's something to think about. I don't have any satisfying answer, but it's definitely something I never thought about, and it's something very interesting. Okay, now which
actually the days after the Omer, it's not the actual.
Yeah, exactly. It's the days that we from the bringing of the Omer and forward, from the bringing of the Omer, so that we should say all that.
Since
the bringing, he writes, the Meiri writes, the ideal bracha would be Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu al sviras hayomim haba'a miyoim havo'as ha'omer ad atzeres. That captures everything, except for the weeks. What happened to the weeks? I don't know. What happened to the weeks? But that's too long, he says. And any type of version of that that express all of those ideas would be too long. To leave out Omer, it's not a good bracha. To include Yomim with Omer, it's misleading. It sounds like you're bringing the Omer on multiple days. So the shortest, concise bracha is Sfiras Omer. Okay, let's go to another question. In which language do we recite the Omer? So we take it as a given that we recite the Omer in Lashon HaKodesh. Kol Chamir, what language do you recite Kol Chamir? In Aramaic. Okay, and problem is, the whole purpose of reciting Kol Chamir is to Mivatul Yechamis. If you don't know what in the world you're saying, then it defeats the purpose. So the reason why it was originally composed in Aramaic was because that was the language that was understood by the masses. So indeed, believe it or not, by the time of the Goinim, okay, we're going back now, how many years? Time of the Goinim, we're going back 1,500 years?
Over 1,000 years.
Right. It was common practice to recite Sfiras Omer in Aramaic. No one said Sfiras Omer in Hebrew. And the nusach was, Hayidano. Hayidano means Zeho Eis. This is the moment. You make the bracha, and then you say, Hayidano Chad Yomo Beumrah. This is one day in the Omer. And in fact, some want to go so far to say that one of the reasons why the Ashkenazim still count Be'omer, there's a machlokes, is it Le'omer or Be'omer? Be'omer, I'm sorry, Be'omer with the beis, is because that is a carryover from Aramaic. In Aramaic, there's only a beis. There's no lamed. When you count in the Omer, it's no such thing as Chad Yoma Le'omra. It's only Ba'omra. Ba'omra. So as a carryover, when somehow Aramaic fell to the side and we took Hebrew because it became more and more accepted, the base stuck for right or for wrong among at least Ashkenazim. The base. So that's how far it goes to go and get a little insight into why the machloek is the base in the lamb. That's a separate issue, but this is part of the equation. This was the custom. And the custom is, and it goes to show, this rib is very revealing, is that you gotta know what you're saying. Let's say it was children. Right, I see often some parents who teach like a 5-year-old, okay, we're going to count the Omer. And you tell them, okay, Hayom, Yom, Echad, or Hayom, Echad, V'esrim, Yom, Shehem, and the kid is just repeating the words. And the kid has no clue what he's saying. Alright, Chinuch, there's nothing wrong with it, obviously, but even you're dealing with adults, some adults also don't know this. Some adults don't have an appreciation. So this is something which is important, at least it's revealing the how important it is that when you're counting, the Torah says to count, that has a connotation that you know what you're counting. You have some brains. You understand. And the proof is, years ago, they actually counted in Aramaic. Okay, now, how do you count? When do you mention the days and you mention the weeks? So this, we have a minig. The minig, let's talk about today is the 10th day. So our custom is, we count Hayom, our custom is Hayom Asara Yomim.
Don't
we first.
Lag La Omer.
Lag Lomer. Hayom Asara Yomim Shehem Shavua Echad Ushlosha Yomim Baomer. Why? Now, what we do is one of three minhagim. What's the first minhag? The first minhag is the others have the minhag that the only time you count the week is at the end of the week, on the week. So if it's on the seventh day, Hayom Shiva Yamim, today is 7 days, Shehem Shavua Echad Ba'omer. The only time you'll make mention of a week is when you get to that week. 1 week, day 14, 21, 28, on the week is when you make mention of the week. But let's say yesterday, all you say is Hayom Asara Yamim Ba'omer. That's it, you're done. There's no need to, when the Torah says count weeks, no fractions of the weeks. That's the custom of the Baal Hamor. That's what he did. He didn't count in the middle. Now others have another minhag. The minhag hayamim, you only count the minhag hayamim, you don't count. You also don't count the days. In other words, today is day 10. So this minhag I'm telling you is the minhag of the Mordechai. The Mordechai was one of the major Rishonim, one of the Mamashim, major Rishonim, Rishonim, major Paisek. His custom was, takes 10 days, Hayom Shavua Echad Ushlosha Yamim Ba'omer. Do the math yourself. Do the math on your own. When you count the Omer, today is 1 week, and 3 days in the Omer. Don't have to add up the numbers. Put the 10, you have to go count numbers. The Torah says to count in terms of weeks. Today is 1 week and 3 days in the Omer. There's no need to count days. This was another very popular minhag. Obviously, it's for some reason we have the custom today to combine all the minhagim together. America is the melting pot of all minhagim, and this is before America, but the minhag is to bring all the minhagim together is to count today is 10 days, which is 1 week, and 3 days in the Omer. Okay, now, what goes first? Now, when we count, let's say, with day 21. Let's jump ahead to day 21. We count, do you say Hayom Echad V'Esrim Yom, or do you say Esrim V'Echad? What's the proper way to count numbers? So in Chumash and Tanakh, it's done different ways for different reasons. But it's generally accepted that it's only because of what's called Tzachos Haloshon, smoothness. It's the eloquent, clarity. It's clarity and eloquent that in Lashon HaKodesh, the digits come before the larger number, the tens. So therefore it's Echad V'Esrim. However, in Aramaic, if you were counting in Aramaic, it's Tzachos HaLashon. You started the Gemara, you first count the tens, and then you count the digits. So therefore, in the time of the Gaonim, when indeed they did count in Aramaic, the custom was to say Ho'idna, which means, or the other expression we had was Hayidana. This moment is Esrin, 20, V'chad, Bu'umrah. It's 21. In Aramaic, Tzachos HaLashon is first the tens and then the digits. In Lashon Kodesh, it's first the digits and then the tens.
If you count in English, you say
21. Oh, that would be a very big nafkamina. Very good. If you count in English, so what is the, how do you count numbers in 21, which is 21? That's right, very good. You count, but 21... Yeah, you're right. That's right. Exactly. Because in English, that's the way you speak in English. Yeah, very good. Okay. Okay, next thing. Now, another...
So they used to say 1 and 20.
Yeah. Okay, let's just go one of the short things. Everything. When do we say the word Ba'omer or La'omer? Our custom is to say at the very end. But this was not common in earlier times. Not the time of the Rambam. The Rambam did not. The Rambam would come here today and he would look at us. He would think we're a lot of things about us. The Rambam would have what to say. But when the Rambam would hear us saying the Omer, he would say, what are you saying? Their custom was, and find exactly his opinion. First of all, the Rambam, I think, said in Hebrew, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure. The Rambam was from the Rishonim. Already from his time, they already said in Hebrew. I'm not sure. But first of all, it was very common not to say the word Omer at all.
I already said Omer. I made a bracha. Asher kiddushan b'mitzvos al sfirasa Omer. So you just say Hayom Chamisha v'esrim Yom Shehem Shloisha Shavuos. Shloisha Shavuos v'arba Yomim. Period.
If you don't count without a bracha, then you would have to say, because then you say today is 28. What are you doing?
Oh, so we count that. Okay, but we assume that you're saying a bracha.
Yeah, well.
So it was very common not to you say the word Omer at all. Today is 10 days, which is 1 week and 3 days, period. You don't have to say Omer. I already said, Asher kiddushan b'mitzvos v'mitzvos v'mitzvos Omer. How verbose must I be? Right? You don't need to say Ba'omer. This was very common. Then came along people said, no, you have to add a little, you know, you gotta spice it up. You have to add some flavor. So where did they put the word Omer? There were different minhagim. It was very common to say Hayom Asara Yomim Ba'omer. You say the word Omer right away. Today is 10 days Ba'omer. Sheheim Shavua Echad Ushlosha Yamin. That sounds nice. I think the Rambam, that was the shita of the Rambam. You say the word Omer first. And then it was the custom to say, you know, that's pretty much it. That's it. That's the only, either you say nothing or you put the word Omer.
You cover those combinations.
You cover. Our minhag, everything that you look, everything you can find the shita for every single thing. Okay, again, okay, last thing is where is it Ba'omer or is it Ba'omer or is it La'omer? Okay, Ba'omer, La'omer. So this is a very big debate. Sfarim and Ashkenazim, what is it based on? It's based on, some want to say if it's Daraisa or Darabanan, Bizman Hazeh. If you want to learn that, if we learn that it's only Bizman Hazeh, most Rishonim actually have the word La'omer. Most of the old nuschos, if you look in the old stream, have it with the lamet. And the reason why they prefer lamet is because the base has a connotation that you bring the omer right now. And you're not bringing the omer right now. You're going to say, the word ba means now, in the omer that's being offered right now. The omer is not being offered right now. The omer was offered on the second day of Pesach. So the lamet is more delicate. It's more delicate that we're referring to an event that has occurred in the past, not an event that's occurring right now. Okay, we mentioned that in Aramaic you have to have a beis. That's the way it's pronounced, only with the beis. Some say it carries over. And also want to say is that another reason why you can't say loma is because what about the first night? This is a very interesting idea. The first night, when you count the first night, are you bringing the omer the first night?
Not yet.
So can you possibly count the first night lo omer?
No, lo.
You can't. The first night you cannot. Even the people that count
with the
bays have a very big problem. The first night. No. The people that get handled the lamed. The people that count with the lamed. The people that count with the lamed are in a lot of trouble.
Yes.
Because the lamed implies the past. Lo omer. The lamed has a connotation of the past. So the first night, the second night of Pesach, lo omer means the past. Lo omer to the bread, that's what it says. According to the rules of grammar, the lamed is the past that was brought. The base, that's the base. The base has more of a connotation of to the future, the bo omer, in the omer. The first night of Pesach, the second night of Pesach, you got a very big problem. And you're going to count Hayom, Yom, Echad, lo omer, what are you talking about? You want to talk about last year's Omer? It's 355 days since last year's Omer. The Omer is not yet to be offered until tomorrow morning. So even the people that count with a Lamed, because indeed that is probably more delicate for the 48 days of the Omer, but the first night it would appear that it's more correct to say Bo Omer. So once you start saying Ba'omer the first night, it became the custom to say Ba'omer the following 48 days. Good question. Why can you switch? Life is too complex. Living in the fast lane. Okay. And now one last thing. What about the last night of Svira? Some have a custom to say on the last night of Svira, Hayom arboim v'tisha yamim, Ba'omer. I'm saying Tisha. Arbon v'Tisha. Hayom Arbon v'Tisha. V'Tisha Yom Ba'omer. Today is 49 days. The last night.
Tisha v'Arbon.
Tisha, what does he have over here?
Well, you say the days first.
You say the digits before.
Right, okay, there's a mistake here. I'm sorry, there's a mistake. You're right, there's a mistake here. Hayom Tisha v'arbom yom ba'omer, Shehem Shiva Shabosos Tamimos. A minhag to add the word Tamimos on the last night of Svira. What?
It's not Tamimus until the end.
Ah, so that's one of the reasons why he rejects this. Very strong. This was a custom. Whose custom was this? This was the custom of Amram Goyin. You can't do better than that. Okay, Rav Amram Goyin, he was the one who made the first sitter. The Goyin, and that was the custom the last night. However, obviously this is not our custom. No one does this. There are many objections. Number one, as you mentioned, because the Tamimus is when you get to the very end. So it's not, and also the word Tamimus is not referring to the Pasuk, the Tamimus does not refer to the end. It refers to you shall count, the counting shall be complete.
Entire.
It's not.
So in that case, it's right. The counting is complete. I finished the counting.
All right, maybe that's what it means then. So, okay, the question, what is the word Tamimos referring to? Is it referring to the end, the last, the time? Or is it referring, then you can say Tamimos every single night? Every single night is part of the Tamimos.
The end is Baruch HaMishim Yom, so that's maybe you want to go with that.
Okay, so it's an interesting idea. When you look at other minhagim, you get an appreciation of what our minhag is, why we do things, we don't do things, it opens up a whole new discussion. Okay, we'll stop over here. Have a wonderful day.